to a finite human body, which is exactly what he did. It's an incredible thing. And that he chose Mary. Can you imagine what must have been going on in Mary's mind? After all, if a girl in that day was found to be with child and she was unmarried, if she was rejected or turned down by the father of that baby that was developing in her womb, she would probably remain an unmarried woman the rest of her life. Or at best, if her father did not reject her, as Bing Crosby would have done had it been his daughter, if her father would reject her, then she would probably have to turn to prostitution or begging in order to earn a living. And can you imagine when Mary began to share the news with her neighbors and the townspeople how they must have been talking? This crazy little girl is crazy. She's telling us that that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Can you believe such a story? I'm sure that all of these thoughts must have been going through Mary's mind. And yet, here we picture her in this moment, having come back from her cousin's home, Elizabeth, and how Elizabeth had, when she was greeted by Mary, it says that that baby, which was already 6 months in development in her womb, John the Baptist, literally leaped in her womb for joy. And that confirmed to Mary and also to Elizabeth that God was doing something miraculous, something that was historic. And so Mary rested in that. And she composed a song to the Lord. And she begins it with this phrase, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Now let me suggest three brief thoughts this morning that have come to me as I've meditated on this one phrase, "My soul magnifies the Lord." First of all, Mary did what we all should be doing at this time of the year. She said, "My soul," it's a personal thing, "my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." It really doesn't matter what your economic status is. You can still celebrate Christmas. I feel sorry for those who bemoan, as I've even heard in recent days, "Well, we're not having much Christmas this year because we've had a cutback in our finances, or my husband has lost his job, or some other need that's been there. But because of that, we're not having much Christmas this year," as though somehow the celebration of Christmas is tied to one's economic purchasing power. And it's a tragedy that Christmas has been so secularized and so materialized that we can no longer celebrate it unless we have the income to be able to celebrate it in a big way. The Bible tells us that Joseph and Mary literally didn't have one shekel to rub against another. And yet here's Mary rejoicing. Mary didn't have any MasterCard or Visa card. Her husband Joseph was just a poor carpenter, and there probably wasn't much need for carpenters at Christmas time. No Christmas bonus, no rich relatives. But it doesn't keep Mary from celebrating. And I have a feeling that on that first day when Jesus was born and we celebrate Christmas coming from that one day, I have a feeling that Mary and Joseph didn't say at the end of the day, "Is this all there is?" Have you seen that famous Dennis the Menace cartoon where Dennis, on late Christmas afternoon, is gathered there with all of the toys? I mean, the room is literally filled with toys that Dennis had received, and he's up to his chin in toys. And here's Dennis sitting there bemoaning, "Is this all I got? Is this all there is?" Mary and Joseph didn't have that kind of a problem to contend with, and I think we're somewhat envious of them today. Christmas is for everyone. It's not just for the rich. Mary was nothing but a lowly handmaiden. Look in verse 48. He has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. She had no purchasing power, but her soul was rejoicing, magnifying the Lord. Now that brings me to the second thought. Her soul was magnifying the Lord. This word magnifying is an interesting word. It's only used a few times in Scripture, and by the way, except for one occurrence, Luke is the only one, Luke the physician, who uses this word. Once Paul the apostle used it, and that was in that marvelous passage of Philippians chapter 1, where he says, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing shall I be ashamed, but that Christ Jesus shall be magnified in me, whether it be by life or by death, that Christ might be magnified in me. And there's that same Greek word in Luke chapter 1 and verse 58. Just glance down the page there in your Bible and you'll see Luke, the physician, has used this word one other time here. He says, when her neighbors and her relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy. Here it's translated great mercy in our English Bible, but it literally means how the Lord had magnified her. That's what it means. When her neighbors and friends realized how the Lord had magnified Mary, Mary was magnified by the Lord, and here the Lord is magnifying Mary, and it literally means to be enlarged. What do we do when we use a magnifying glass? We enlarge those words. Or when we expand a picture, we enlarge, we magnify that picture, we make it greater. We make it bigger. And that's what Mary's doing. She's enlarging the Lord. She's expanding Him. She's seeing Him. He's everything. And that's what Paul's saying in Philippians 1, that Christ might be enlarged in me, whether it be by life or by death, that Christ might be seen in my life. Not Paul, but Christ. That's what Mary is saying. My soul is enlarging the Lord. That's what we need to be doing at Christmas time. Enlarging the Lord. Magnifying Him. Not magnifying gifts or parties or money, but enlarging, magnifying the Lord. She did what we all should do. And what we all can do. It doesn't really matter about one's economic status. You know, another insight here that really comes to me, if you cross-reference some of these passages, you'll notice that Mary's song is replete with Old Testament psalms, especially. Psalm 34. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt the Lord together. For I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and they were lightened and their faces were not afraid. Mary knew her Old Testament Bible. She was a woman who literally was filled with Scripture. And it just naturally comes out in this song as she composed it to the Lord. Christmas is a time to magnify Him. And I hope that that's what you're doing at this special time of the year. And then finally, notice one other thought. Christmas is a time to magnify the Lord. The Lord. Let's put the emphasis on that, those last two words. The Lord. So easy at this time of the year to magnify any number of things. I've been really deeply burdened, as I know many of you have, even in my lifetime, and even in the last 5 to 10 years, how we have seen the secularization of Christmas. A week ago, when Connie and I got away for a few days, one night we were getting real bored with each other. Not really, but we decided to turn the television on, and I just kind of looked around to see what was on television. And the only thing I could see that I'd be interested in was the Muppets Family Christmas Special. And so we started watching the Muppets. And all the way through that, I kept looking for something that was spiritual. And all the songs dealt with family, that this is the time of the year when the whole family comes together. And all the songs were dealing with family, and never once was the name of Jesus ever even mentioned in that Muppet Christmas special. Songs like, "I'll be home for Christmas, you can count on me." And we've so subtly changed all of this to where now it's just a time of the year when the whole family can come together and we really celebrate family. And I firmly believe that that's one of the great reasons why there is such an emotional letdown when the holiday season is over, because our focus has been wrong the whole time. And if we would only put our focus upon the Lord and magnify Him, there wouldn't be that emotional letdown after Christmas. In fact, we would just continue magnifying the Lord right on through the month of January and February and March until we come to another celebration of our Lord's first coming. I thought about preaching about His second coming this morning. Behold, He's coming with clouds. He is coming the second time, and He's coming with clouds. But He came the first time as a lamb to be slaughtered, and when He comes the second time, He's going to come as the lion to reign. And we celebrate that because He came the first time, and if we would only keep that focus where it ought to be, then we wouldn't feel this horrible letdown. Mary was not preoccupied with things. She was not dwelling on herself. She wasn't thinking about the maybe consequences in her own life. She was rejoicing in the Lord, magnifying, enlarging Him. There's an old legend about a servant whose master had died. And before he died, he gave his servant a bag full of blessings. And he said, "Now there's only one way to keep this bag full of blessings. And that is if you remember 4 words." And he shared with that servant what those 4 words were. Then the master died, and the servant had this bag full of blessings, and he began to use those blessings day after day. And he noticed that the bag began to go down, and he tried frantically to remember those 4 words. And he couldn't remember the 4 words that his master had given to him. And so he begins to ask other people. He said, "My master said that my bag would always be full of blessings if I would remember 4 words. He asked a wise old man. He said, "Can you tell me, do you have any idea what those 4 words would be?" The wise old man, he said, "Well, maybe the words are, 'I wish I had.'" So the servant started repeating those words, "I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had," but somehow the bag just continued to be depleted of its goods, of its blessings. But one day when he's out on the street, he asks a stranger who happened to come by him, and he said to the stranger, he told him his story, and he said, "But for the life of me, I cannot remember those 4 words. He said, "Do you have any idea what those 4 words would be that would keep my bag full of blessings?" The stranger said, "Well, maybe it's the words, 'Give me some more.'" So he started repeating those words, "Give me some more, give me some more, give me some more." But the bag continued to be depleted of its blessings. Finally, one day he sits down on a park bench out in the middle of the town, and he's sitting there and really feeling sorry for himself, and he could not remember those four words when a little beggar boy came up to him, and he could see that this little boy was literally starving. And so he reached into his bag and he gave the little boy a piece of bread. But the little boy, before he ate that bread, he bowed his head and he said, "I thank thee, Lord." And all at once the servant came off of that bench and he said, "Those are the four words my master told me. I thank thee, Lord." He said, "My bag would always be full of blessings if I could just remember those four words." Soon the bag was filled with blessings once again. Are you thanking the Lord this morning? Are you so caught up in the frenzy of this season that somehow the spirit, the true meaning of Christmas has slipped right on by you? Let's bow together in prayer. Mary was magnifying the Lord because of what great things He was doing in her life in providing a Savior. In providing one who would come into this world destined to die for the sins of each one of us. You see, God could only reach us, He could only redeem us, not by sending a man, but by sending the God-man. He could only rescue us if He became one with us, and that's exactly what He did at that moment in history, in order to die for us. If you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, I would encourage you, I would beg you, I would plead with you to consider your eternal destiny. Life is fleeting. We think of the great tragedy in Russia this week. Perhaps 100,000 people that were killed in a brief moment when the earth shuddered beneath them and buildings toppled on them. It's important that we know how brief life is, that we remember it, we plan for eternity. And Jesus said, "There's no way to go to the Father but through me." Would you trust Him this morning? Look to Him and live. Believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Reach out to Him. And you, like Mary, will be rejoicing, magnifying, enlarging Him during this time. Let me say a word to those of you who are believers. Examine your own heart, dear brother, sister. Are you getting so caught up by the spirit of the season that you're missing out on the true spirit of the season? Just dwelling on Him. That's what we hope all of this music and the messages, special time will do. That's what we trust at the King's Kids tonight. I would just encourage you to come and to hear them. It's a marvelous presentation. It will bring you to tears. It will move your heart to worship Him. Father, we thank You for Your presence. So real at times. And other times when it's less real, yet we know You never leave us nor forsake us. Help us not to walk by sight, but by faith. We pray that You'll continue to bless this ministry and ministries throughout this city and throughout the world where Jesus Christ is being enlarged, magnified in the hearts and lives of people. May You bless what we give to You now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
summarize our message in song, we're going to sing, "My soul doth magnify the Lord," three times, and then, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Sing along with us.
My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
Shall we close in prayer? Lord, may our soul just magnify you as we depart and go now to serve you. Be with our families and protect us during this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.